Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house, and it's great to be back. And tonight we got a great one lined up for you now. So sit back, grab your adult beverage of choice, spark them up if you got them, and prepare to be rocked out.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is next up. They're an American rock band known for popularizing the southern rock genre during the 1970s. Originally formed in 1964 as My Backyard in Jacksonville, Florida, the band used various names such as the Noble Five and 1% before coming up with Lynyrd Skynyrd in 1969. The band rose to worldwide recognition on the basis of its live performances and signature tunes Sweet Home Alabama and Free Bird. At the peak of their success, three members died in an airplane crash in 1977, putting an abrupt end to the band's most popular incarnation. This show is from the 6th of November, 1975, and is the unreleased King Biscuit Flower Hour show. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd bootlegs are pretty hard to come by, and especially good-sounding ones. This bootleg is a pre-FM bootleg, so the sound quality is second to none. So sit back and enjoy.
Hey, hey, what you say? Good evening, Cardiff. We have a very, very warm Welsh welcome from America, the Lynyrd Skynyrd Group.
Eleven times I've been busted, 11 times I've been to jail. Some of the times I've been left, nobody would go my bed. But it seems to me, Lord, damn, the surfer just don't feel. Well, I can jump in a rose bush and come out smelling like, well, those smell is just the blues, never done so right by me. Some of the times I was innocent, but the judge said guilty. Well, I'm not going to come, plain son, I'll tell you true. When the black cats calls for jail, Lord, y'all, they come and pales too. Double trouble, that's what my friends all call me. Well, I was born down in the gutter, got a temper I hard as fire. Spent many days on a bee farm, just doing a careless thing. Even my mama says, son, you're bad news. some kind of conspiracy. Good evening to you. Such a pleasure to be here.
All right.
number is called Mr. Saturday Night Special.
Be This is a straight old Georgia honky tonk for you. Can you help us out a bit with this? Put your hands together. This next one is an old blues tune. I reckon everybody's had the blues down too. Lord knows I've had my share. Yeah. Ooh. I'm a whiskey rock and roller. Mr. B. Let me tell you a story about an old man from America that probably done more for country music than anybody in the United States or in the world, for that fact, in my opinion. His name was Jimmy Rogers, and he did a song in 1920s called Give Me a T for Texas, a T for Tennessee. We're going to do it for you now. Like a dirty dog. don't want to do. Mama, you sure don't got to go. So
much. Carry me home, see my kids.
Thank you. Can I say something, please? Can I say something? I want to say thank you to the Welch people for having us here tonight. What a great crowd you are. And we'd like to play a song for Greg Allman, Dwayne Allman, Barry Oakley, the Allman Brothers, the band from the South that I think got us here.
Man, that was a killer concert. Yeah, King Biscuit always had the best bands. If I forgot to mention it to you, the smoking lamp is lit. I hope you guys are having a great time. The surviving band members reformed in 1987 for a reunion tour with lead vocalist Johnny Van Zandt, the younger brother of lead singer and founder Ronnie Van Zandt. The reformed band continues to tour and record with co-founding member Gary Rossington and core members Johnny Van Zandt, along with guitarist Ricky Medlock, who wrote and recorded with the band from 71 to 72 and would later return in 96. The drummer, Michael Corleone, has recorded and toured with the band as its core drummer since 1999. Leonard Skinner was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on March 13, 2006. My only question is, what took so damn long?